It's always great to catch up with Simon Herredine from the Artscape Theatre, but even more so this morning on this nice, bitingly cold June morning when the news about the theatre is sure to warm our hearts. Simon, we are very excited to hear what you have lined up at the theatre this week.
Yes, Janet, as we said, Artscape, good day to you, first of all, and good day to all the listeners of Jet Setting. I hope everyone is keeping dry and warm in this weather, which is going to be around for the next few months. But we are resilient Capetonians, and resilient Capetonians come to Artscape to get away from the cold.
Rain or shine, we are there.
Absolutely. So yes, Janet, first of all, if you'd allow me to indulge, I just want to let our youth that's listening in know what they actually missed at Artscape. I will just give a quick rundown. On Friday the 13th, we are not scared of a Friday the 13th. It's Artscape. The show goes on whichever day it is. We had the youth jazz solos, Janet. Gosh, if you had seen, you were there at the
I
concert.
was
I
there
mean,
and I was blown away by the immense talent in our youth. I felt so comfortable. I said the future of our country is sorted because if the creatives,
absolutely.
we are okay.
Absolutely, because I'm sure you can agree with me. If one had closed one's eyes and just listened and took in the sound, one would have thought that one was at a professional international jazz event.
We could have been anywhere in the world, Simon.
Absolutely. So that was that. And then on Saturday the 14th, the CCFM radio station had a Career Day exhibition, Janet. Artscape, that normally has a lot of patrons at events, we were surprised. There were probably up to 3,000, if not 4,000
Oh my
students
goodness.
thronging the chandelier foyer between 10 and 1 p.m. And they had an array of careers to choose from, whether it be South African Police Service, SA Guide Dog Association, engineering, accounting, administration, finance. And what was so nice was the Cape Town Junior Mayor, Michael Bam, was there, and he encouraged the youth to plan their future.
I am so impressed. Our patrons are really growing in numbers, and I'm so excited about that because, wow, for a miserable Saturday, we had such an amazing turnout.
Absolutely. And for so many, those were the very first time that they came to Artscape. So yes, this is going to be a highlight on our Youth Month calendar. As of every year, round about this time of the year, that also celebrates June the 16th, the Soweto Uprising. So for those who have children, or if there are youth listening in, they're still in grade 11 and 10, or they're going to grade 12 next year, and they are looking at career choices after they finish their studies at university. Diarise the CCFM Youth Youth Career Exhibition that's going to be held at Artscape round about the 15th, 16th, 17th of every year. And also, Janet, we're actually going to expand it with a CCFM. So this is a year's heads up. We are going to make it the Artscape Open Day for Youth, and we're also going to showcase a small concert so that they can see how the lights, how the stage manager, and how the sound also functions. But they will also be entertained.
Well, Simon, I think it's definitely going to become one of those big items on our calendar. And I'm happy to report that our new tranche of 10 interns have now joined us at MLT. So we will definitely be bringing them to the theatre really soon.
Absolutely. Now, Janet, coming to this week, I would actually like to concentrate on what's not on at Artscape, because it's not on at Artscape, but Artscape is taking, the jet setters that listen into this program regularly will recall last year, October, where we took the theater to the community of Mamre. So Artscape is committed to taking the theatre to the people if the people cannot come to the theatre. But this is more for people that's underprivileged, that really does not really have a cent to spare or transport issues to come to the theatre. So on this Saturday, Janet, the 21st at 2 o'clock, we have the Urban Outreach Concert right here in the city of Cape Town. It is at the Athlone Civic Centre. And what's more, Janet and jet setters, This concert is absolutely free.
is just such a tremendous treat because Athlone is definitely a quick hop, skip, and a jump for many people on the taxi route and right in the community. I think it's an absolute treat.
Yes, it's just off the main street. I can't get to that name now. It's community-based artists. So those who would like to attend the concert should go onto web tickets to book their tickets. So all those web tickets based, the tickets are still free. It's just to control the numbers in order to book on web tickets. The artist from Athlone, as well as the Cape Flats area that's going to be showcased, is the Fezeka Youth Choir. Now, the Fezeka Youth Choir has won quite a few awards, including the Astetwit Award in 2018. There's Jonki, and showcasing after their win of the National Amapiano, the first ever National Amapiano Dance Competition that was held last year. The Guguletu United We Stand Dancers, plus the DJ, they will be there. We've got some Afrofusion by Sabu and Matimba, and then we've got some jazz by Simphiwe, the Simphiwe Matola Experience. We've got Novocaine doing R&B, and we've got Rocky Sams doing hop. So it's an eclectic mix of genres, from choral to gospel to dance to Afrofusion, poetry, rap, Afrocalypso, jazz, R&B, and pop. And as I say, reiterating that it is absolutely free to come and attend at the Athlone Civic, and we hope to see everybody there.
We'll be sure to start pushing that out on socials immediately and make sure that the word gets out in our youth community for sure.
And for staying with youth, because it's ASCAP month, actually, most of our productions this year, we program it to focus to the youth, and also to give the youth the opportunity to come and experience some amazing artistic expressions and work at ASCAP. We've got, for the younger youth or the young at heart, we've got Bluey coming up, Janet. I mean, everyone is clamoring to come and see Bluey, or getting Bluey tickets for their children. Bluey opens up on the 26th of June. There are still a few tickets left, and it runs until the 6th of July. And there are three shows per day, at 11 o'clock, at 2 o'clock, and at 5 o'clock. A little bird has told us that the most important first citizen of the city of Cape Town, the mayor, is going to come to the show on the 27th. So if you
Oh,
want to come and
wow.
see the mayor, he's going to bring his kids.
I must say,
Yes.
ever since the mayor took to the ramp, he has become a fan of Artscape. If he
Absolutely,
wasn't before,
absolutely.
because I think he's always been a fan, definitely spending more quality time there.
He's now a super fan.
Yes,
So,
he's a supernova fan.
absolutely. So, of course, Bluey's Big Play is a brand new theatrical adaptation from the Emmy Award-winning children's television series, with an original story by Bluey creator Joe Brum, and the new music by Bluey composer Geoff Bush. Everyone's got to come and see. Bluey actually came to visit Artscape last week, Thursday and Friday. So it was absolutely fun to meet Bluey. Luckily, we had it was lovely weather, and Bluey could do his little ditty there outside on the piazza, and we could take some pictures,
Oh,
and
wow.
Bluey was around. So Bluey just came in for a little popping. So Janet, yeah, that is what's exciting happening at Artscape this week. Well, not, as we said, not at Artscape, but at the Athlone Civic Center, but it is an Artscape production. And then the Bluey's Big Play that's coming up from the 26th of June to the 6th of July. I'm hoping that our patrons will come out and support us. And if sometimes in this cold weather, it's really exciting just to come and enjoy the theatre and watch the artist on stage performing.
Well, Simon, this is truly a love letter to the youth and an accolade to their achievements, to their passion, to their vision. I'm so pleased to see so many wonderful productions coming out of the theatre this week and really looking forward to all the outreach as well. Thank you, Simon. Our Jet Setters now have more than one venue to go to and right in the community. So thank you for bringing theatre to the communities.
It's an absolute pleasure.